just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
For a successful spiritual life, a very powerful daily spiritual routine is must. Spirituality is all about balance. Physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. All the four aspects of life should resonate with perfect balance. And more often than not, those people who tread spiritual path forget the spiritual, the physical aspect. Their focus is more on the spiritual, and the physical is left somewhere. Spirituality should lead to perfect emotional stability, intellectual stability, and perfect physical health as well. Because without good health, spirituality becomes a debacle, a total failure. So unless and until you set a powerful routine, you don't see progress in the spiritual life. There are two retreats going on in Madhuban. This is the divine message of 1st September 2011. This Avyakta Sandesh brought by Trans Messenger. So Dadi is taking the Sandesh. Dadi is taking the news to the subtle world. There are two programs. One of Kumaris who are above 11 years of age, and others, teachers who are 40 years of age. 40 years in Gyan rather. So what Baba is saying to these groups, dono hi group ko sankalp tha ki bahut kuch karke dikhana hai. सबके मुंह से यही शब्द निकल रहे थे कि अब तो परिवर्तन परिवर्तन करना ही है। बाप दादा सुनते बच्चों के स्नेह में समा गए और बोले, बच्चे हिम्मत है बच्चे, मदद है बाप तो है ही। सिर्फ अपने को शिव शक्ति कंबाइंड रूप में अनुभव करना, अकेले नहीं बनना, सदा यही लक्ष्य रखना, मन जीते जगत जीत बनना ही है। जब बाप से दिल का प्यार है तो माया कुछ भी नहीं कर सकती। इसलिए अपनी रोज की दिनचर्या स्वयं ही सेट कर, अपने आप का होमवर्क सेट करना। बाप दादा तो बच्चों का साथी है ही, दिल से मेरा बाबा कहा और हुजूर हाजिर ही है। बाप को बच्चों की मेहनत भी देखी नहीं जाती, मेहनत मुक्त सदा मजे में रहो, ऐसे स्नेह से बाबा बोल रहे थे, जैसे बाबा के सामने सब बच्चे बैठे। सो ऑल चिल्ड्रन वर इन फ्रंट ऑफ बाबा एंड दे वर सेइंग दैट यस वी विल ब्रिंग अबाउट द ग्रेट ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन एंड बाबा इज सेइंग दैट ऑलवेज स्टे इन द कंबाइंड फॉर्म ऑफ शिव शक्ति एट द सेम टाइम सेट योर ओन daily routine, set your own spiritual routine, just as in companies, in institutions, in organizations, in hospitals, for certain procedure there are to-do list. Like if a patient goes for surgery, there is a to-do list, things to be done before surgery, and there is a protocol, a pro forma, and that has to be checked. This is done. So when all things are done, then the surgery happens. In the similar manner, when they launch a satellite, there is a to-do list. They have to check, recheck before the final launch. So, we should also have a spiritual routine, and we should check that again and again and make modifications and bring newness. It could be as simple as brushing the teeth. Don't brush the teeth in the same manner every day. Bring newness, the way you move your toothbrush up, down, right, left, center, corner. So it's all about playing new games. It's not about just bringing newness in the way you do meditation. Newness is about everything. So everyone should set his own spiritual routine. There cannot be one rule for all. So Baba is saying, अपनी रोज की दिनचर्या स्वयं ही सेट कर, अपने आप का होमवर्क सेट करना। You create your own daily routine. You can learn from others. No need to copy anyone. But create your own routine. So our day starts with waking up. So how do you wake up? Set a routine. Do you have it to wake up and the first thing you do is to look at the watch or scroll through notifications, messages, mails? What is it? Wake up. Don't rush. Wait. Close the eyes and sit on the bed for a moment before you do anything. So let the day starts with silence. Let the day starts with good morning and God morning. People say good morning and what we say? God morning. The way you take bath, the way you brush your teeth, For good health, internal cleansing is must. Some people, bath is a very hurried ritual. They don't want to spend much time on this. It's a waste of time. We have to go for yoga. Waste of water, waste of time and everything. But this bath is a very important thing. You must give some time to it. It is cleansing the body, not just externally but internally, with purifying processes, elementary canal cleansing. That's very important. Without clean stomach, there is no meditation. For a very good and powerful meditation, you need clean and empty stomach. With heavy stomach, you can't fly. So let bath become a religious prayer. Every drop of water that falls on you brings noon, freshness. Spend some time in washroom. That's an important part of spiritual life. External and internal cleansing, both should take place. External cleansing is quite easy. Internal cleansing is the cleansing of the elementary canal. All those things which are needed for that elementary canal cleansing should be done. So bath is an important part of the spiritual life. Then make your bed. What is it? If the room is not clean, if things are littered here and there, that will be a drag for a powerful routine. That will appear as a hitch to the spiritual life. So make sure that your bed is clean, your room is clean, things are in proper places. Everything is neat, speak and span, neat and tidy. The place where you stay, the room where you live, everything about it. Don't keep those things which are not of any use. They emit bad energies. An almari is there and it is filled with all those old, unused, worthless things. Gathering dust, they create bad energy. So, the environment should be clean, very pure. That affects the mental stage. Then our daily routine should include powerful meditations. But every meditation should be new meditation. It's not about creating a mechanical habit of meditation. There are people who have become mechanical meditators, artificial meditators. There's a person who does prayer every day. He misses one day, whole day. He feels something is missing. Something is wrong. Even this should not happen. It should become so natural. Meditation should be a newness, a novelty, refreshing, enlightening. Then morning ritual should include exercise, movements. Our body loves to move. The energy loves to move. The chi loves to move. Without movement of body, there would be stagnation of energy. Unless and I move all my muscles, the whole body stretching, warm-ups, jogging, running, walking, workouts, cardio, whatever you do, whatever you love, swimming, weightlifting, anything, yogasana, tai chi, qigong, But this should become the part of daily routine. Exercise and meditation, they generate neurotransmitters in the brain. The same neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, and so on. They work as natural antidepressants. Those people who are into spiritual life, many of them have given up exercise. There is no role of exercise in their lives. You should sweat. You should take bath in sweat at least once in a day. A very good exercise. A very good morning exercise routine. Go for a long run, for jogging, for walking, for moving. This energizes you. This prepares you for the whole day. So that should become a part of spiritual life. Exercise is one of the foundations of spiritual life. It's not just the meditation. It's not just jnana. But to keep the body healthy. Because body is a very powerful instrument. Very valuable instrument. If you don't value it, then the body will become a house of diseases, obesity, listlessness, apathy, weakness, asthenia. Some or other issues with the body. GI issues, gastritis, acidity, flatulence, so many things. Headaches, cluster headache, migraine headache, so many things. But those who exercise regularly, they will have a sort of new energy throughout the day. Initially, exercise will take your energy. But gradually, exercise will give you energy. Initially, mind resists. Body doesn't want to move much. It wants to lead the path of comfortable life, least resistance, relaxed. But throw it into that exercise. Spend time. Spend 60 minutes of good exercise, 45 minutes of good exercise, whatever time you have. 20 minutes, at least 7 minutes. Science says at least 7 minutes. But for very good energy, at least 90 minutes is good time, 1.5 hours. We are talking of exercise. Exercise keeps you alert and awake. The third thing is breath work. Breath work is important because it is the breath that connects soul to body. You should be doing breath work. Pure air, pure oxygen, pure ozone is what is needed. People are focused so much on food, but they are not aware of the air they are breathing. It is the poisonous air that they breathe. That's why breath work is so important. Pranayama. Different types of breathing, square breathing, box breathing, Wim Hof breathing, Tummo breathing. There are so many different types of breathing exercises. Or just focusing on the breathing. Anapanasati. Watching the breath should be the part of daily routine because breath is very important. We have totally forgotten breath, oxygen, pure air. The higher you move, the purer the air. Air that contains, air is what is the, it carries the cosmic nutrients, ionized particles, negative ions, that's what we need. So breath work should be the part of daily routine. Then jnana, churning of jnana, thinking of jnana, relating jnana, that we already do, but the depth is needed. Silence is needed. Ekant. Today's Avyakta Murli Baba talked about one, one, one. So many ones. More than 100. So jnana. Then food. Food should become a part of tapasya. Whether preparing food or eating. With conscious eating, conscious drinking. Anything you do with awareness is virtue. Anything you do in an unconscious state is sin. Somebody says, I want to give up smoking. but I can't. Don't give up smoking, continue it, but with awareness. With awareness you do, then gradually you will find it is impossible to do that. It's not about fighting with the bad habits that you win them over. It's understanding their nature and increasing that awareness. When you walk, walk with awareness. When you eat, eat with awareness. When you drink, drink with awareness. When you sleep with awareness. Don't go in coma. Sleep is for meditation. Sleep is not to slip into coma. We don't sleep. We just enter into comatose stage. To be woken up by alarm, and which we don't want to listen to. So daily routine should include preparing food in remembrance, eating in remembrance, with more awareness. Our daily routine, spiritual routine, should have traffic controls in between. They should have ceaseless seva, because we are here to do service. In today's Murli, Baba said, give love, give power, whatever they want. There is a rain of love upon you, talking with Dadi Janki. Whatever anybody wants, give that. So our task is to help the world, to give them what they want. So service is the breath of Brahmin life. It is not that only those who give speeches or relate knowledge are doing service. Service can be anything. Gross service, helping somebody. Helping somebody in need. Or sending pure vibes and sakash. Our evening should be powerful. Whenever you have downtime, you know this downtime, free time, or when you are relaxed, prepare something, what I should do during that time. There should not be any time throughout the day where we become unaware and slip into mistakes. So be careful about that. Those unaware, unguarded movements, even if they are for 10 minutes, they will just suck you. Learn to be in the present. The past and future is pseudo time. The only real and the authentic time is the present now. Whatever that has happened, don't spend time in chit-chatting about it. It's enough. Enough is enough. Now put a full stop and go ahead. Everything is changing. Every moment is different. Then our daily routine should include writings. Some people say that get up in the morning and just start writing 3 pages. That's a good start to a powerful day. Write affirmations, write letter to Baba. Write down your thoughts, write your plan. Make a to-do list. Prioritize. Which is the most important thing? Which is the less important thing? Which are the time wasters? What are the energy drainers? What are the time wasters and what are the energy drainers? How many times you should check your mail and how many times you should go to social media? You must learn how to handle the YouTube handle. Otherwise, you get lost in the forest of the media. How you sleep, that's also important. Write journal, gratitude journal. Writing is an important thing. So see that your daily routine has everything. Spend time in nature. Go to sun and talk with sun. Do sun gazing. Go in the forest, talk with tree. Listen to the voices of the birds, the chirping of the birds. Look at the sky, look at the mountain. Feel the touch of the earth. Feel everything which is around you. Have silence. Move in solitude. Ekant. That's what is spiritual life. And everyone must tailor his routine according to his seva. So one has to set one's own spiritual routine. Don't need to copy anyone, but create your own daily routine, daily ritual. Om Shanti.